Vivian Holt here.
Sorry?
Vivian
Holt. Oh, hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Are you thinking of coming to the meeting tonight?
Do you know, I'm terribly sorry. I was going to ring you in a short while. I've had a phone call from Chris. He's down in Devon. He's not going to get back tonight.
Yes.
And Mummy's going to the carol
concert. Yes, of course. I think my husband's going to that too.
I'm dreadfully sorry.
Honestly,
this is why I almost gave up doing everything I did in the evenings. Because Chris is, well, when I say he's unreliable, I don't mean that, but you know what I mean.
This happens to me too.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry about
it.
I just inspected Edward and her pianist, and I was on the way back. I was thinking, now how can I get round this? But I don't think I can, Vivian.
No, not to worry.
I'm sorry. Can I join in as from sort of January onwards?
Yes,
for the new year?
You don't have to go to every meeting.
No.
I suppose like to never for each one.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's how we used to organise it. But thank you very much for asking me. And
right,
please, I am interested, but I'm sorry about tonight.
Yes, that doesn't matter at all.
All right, thank you for ringing.
Bye-bye. Oh, hello, Brenda. Are you going to the meeting tonight?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay, then.
No, sorry about that.
Right, then.
I'm unable to make that money.
No. I don't think you'd be very well supported.
You don't?
No. Are you going to your Cadbury?
I might.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but if I went out at all, it would be the North Cadbury, of course.
Yes. Are you not feeling very well?
No, I'm all right.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. You know, I'm boiling about something.
What?
Well, that sale at the Vicarage.
Oh, yes.
Your friend and mine was there, Mr. R.
Oh, yes.
And we really didn't have a lot of change that day because we'd been to Bath and we'd been Christmas shopping. But we thought we'd better go along to the sale and do what we could. We hadn't got a lot of ready cash to spend. In any case, we thought things were very expensive.
Oh, did you?
And we were looking around the stores and poking about, and he came up to me and he said, oh, hello, Vivian. Still trying to buy something for nothing?
Oh!
What do you say?
Oh, isn't he dreadful?
Yes.
What an awful man. Oh, honestly, I cannot stand the man. It's just so
I thought, well, I'm going to tell Brenda that.
Oh, I do think.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you really...
He's right. He took the wind out of my sails completely.
I know. The awful thing is he's never got a ready answer.
No, I thought of lots of ready answers afterwards.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
But you can never think of them at the time.
No, no.
Afterwards, I always think, oh, I should have said that.
Yes,
that's
right.
But I don't think of them at the time. Oh, and I think Jean is going to the meeting.
Yes, that's right.
Because she phoned me up this morning to say that I'm going.
I was going to take Mrs. Phone, but she can't come.
Oh.
So, her husband's away.
Which one is that? Is that the one that's the nurse, the district nurse?
The young one, no. Mrs. Carter's daughter, from North Cadbury.
Oh. Oh, she wants to join them.
Yeah, she did belong to Evercreech.
Oh, great.
But it got very political over there.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yes. So she's decided, I think it went rather to the left.
Oh.
And she's decided to join another one.
Oh, well, we don't... We
don't discuss politics, do we?
No.
No,
she's safe
there. Yeah. Okay then, Brenda.
Okay then, Brenda.
See you later.
We'll see you. Yes.
Yes, bye.
Okay, bye.
Vivian here.
Yes.
Got
a message.
Are you going tonight?
Yes, I left a message with Liz.
Yes, that's right. Well, is it all right if my husband brings me as far as your house?
Well, I have to pick you up. It's not worth it.
No, it's all right. He'll bring me.
Well, while I'm in the car, it doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't it?
No. Not worth it turning out again.
Oh, all right then.
Brenda isn't going. I didn't ring Barbara.
No, I don't know.
Well,
but Brenda knows you're going, so Barbara could ring you quite easily, couldn't she?
Yes, and I know they've got a grandstand now, so if Barbara was going up there, so I think she's possibly there.
Yes. All right, then. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been at work all day.
Yes, Liz said you were teaching.
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll pick you up, Liz. About, what time should we do? About 10 to 8?
Yes, lovely. Are you taking a record or what?
I'm hoping to. I haven't looked it out yet. Yes, and some poems.
What, sort of Christmassy record?
Yeah.
Or?
Well,
yes.
I've actually got one. I think I've only got a Christmas Carol one.
Yes.
But I thought, well, I'll just they don't want to.
Yes.
I might have a German one with something Christmassy on as well.
Okay. Do you know offhand know Sherston's number?
Yeah, I've got it down here. Actually, I've bumped into it this morning. I was lucky.
Oh.
I didn't have to ring her. It's 50613.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Okay.
See you later, yes?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Country.
Oh, hello, Sherston. It's me, Vivian.
Vivian, the Hulk.
Yes, and coming tonight.
Oh, great.
How many Vivians do you know?
Well, about 7 or so, I
think. Oh, you don't, do you? Oh, I only know about 2 others.
Well, Brenda can't come. Shirley Hoskins coming in, and Honey, and who else? Mary Brockenhurst.
Oh, good.
And Jill Lawson.
Yes.
And it might be some more. I have been working from 6:30 to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Frank was here some other time, so it might be more, I don't know.
Yes, I was going to bring Mrs. Phone from North Cadbury, but she can't come because her husband's unexpectedly had to go away, so she's coming to the first one after Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, then.
Right.
See you later.
See you.
Bye-bye.
To ring, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
It was my turn to ring, I think.
That's right, yes.
How's your hand?
Getting on quite well. Actually, it was just sort of painful. I went to see the doctor at the beginning of this week.
Oh.
He says it'll take weeks.
Yes, that's right.
To go.
Yes.
And I've still got it in a sort of webbing thing.
Oh.
Elastic webbing.
Yes.
Ah. It's not, it's not too restricting now.
Uh-huh. Oh, Mrs. White is very ill. Do you remember Norman White, Jean's husband?
Oh, yes.
She had a stroke in Carey last week.
Oh, dear.
And she seems to be failing.
She's a grand old lady, wasn't she?
Well, she's 90.
Yes.
And Jean said her flat, she lives in a ground floor flat with a little garden at the back, and it's absolutely spotless, she said, and all her Christmas preparations are done, all her cooking. And a great pile of sewing done and to be done, and knitting. She's always kept herself very busy.
Yes. Yes,
that's right. But it'll be a bit of a problem for them if she does come home again, because well, I presume she'll have to be with them.
Yes, probably so, yes. If she's, the use of something, but at that age, she most likely will.
Well, at the age of 19, she doesn't know them at the moment at all. So it's going to take a long time, isn't it, even if she recovers.
Well, I guess probably she won't recover.
May is ill too. She's had either a heart attack or a slight stroke.
Mary?
May.
Oh, May. Oh, dear.
Poor old May. Mm. But we can't get down there, Mum, because Brown's working Saturdays.
He's in hospital too.
Yes. Brown's working Saturdays and he's absolutely shattered by Sundays.
Yes,
so I can't see us getting down there yet. Well, she's in good hands, yes. The only thing is, I know she'll be worrying about her house. And she leaves her money in a tin. So, well, we don't like to do too much for her in case she thinks it's being a bit previous. Yes, there's nothing we can do, really. Yes. And, I don't know if you remember Mrs. Chilcott that used to go to church. He was a vicar's warden. Anyway, he died suddenly this week, and he was still working. He was 79.
My
yes, he was...
workers down there.
He was a... yes, indeed. He was a buyer for the only horsehair factory left in England. and he was their buyer. So he had a good innings, didn't he? Anyway, we had a very good evening on Saturday.
Yeah.
We went to North Cadbury, and Andrew came to, and Geoffrey Stockham and the Stockhams and the Whites were there. And it was in a beautiful old court, North Cadbury Court, which used to be a very old monastery. And it's had bits added on, Elizabethan, Georgian, and so on. And in the main entrance room, there was a sale of goods. Christmassy goods. And then in the ballroom at the back, we all sat down and we were entertained to carols and music by the Castle Carey Town Choir. They were very good. And then in between, the vicar and the rector did some Charles Dickens readings. And once Charles Dickens' grandson was going to come. His name is Cedric and he lives locally. And he was going to do the readings in the manner that his grandfather used to do them.
Oh, okay. But
yes, but unfortunately he had to go to America, so he couldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the mulled wine and white wine and red wine.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a turkey supper. Absolutely delicious. All sorts of salads of different kind, rice and turkey in mayonnaise it was. Oh, it was absolutely gorgeous. And mince pies. And it was really Dickensian.
Oh, yes.
So then I looked for my Pickwick Papers, you know.
Yes.
And to have a look in those to compare. And I couldn't find them. And then suddenly we realised I lent them to Mrs. Holt years ago. And Brian asked her back for them this evening, and she said, oh, I thought Vivian had given me these.
Oh.
No such luck. When you see her, you'd better warn her.
Yes,
I
will. Yes. But she wouldn't believe you.
No, because it didn't come from anybody else. Nobody's written to tell her.
Huh.
And, well, she has now, I think. But she wouldn't at first. And she said nobody's written to her for a long time from Ditton.
Oh, well. Well, it's
just
plain, isn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, after last time, they were all a little bit taken aback, weren't they?
That's right.
Hmm.
I was talking to Mrs. Mansfield on Thursday. She just had her a card at Christmas. And she didn't say she
did send
her a letter.
Just
send her a card at Christmas.
Hmm. Oh, well,
What?
What place?
I asked you in my letter. Where Sparrard is.
Sparkford.
Sparkford. Yeah, and I could remember Sparkford, but I didn't think that was right.
Yes, that's Sparkford. Right. Sparkford.
Did you get my letter?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'll ask them if they can put me down at Sparkford.
Well, I don't think they will, because I've heard of other people asking, and they haven't done so, but you could ask. Well, let me know then, will you?
Yes, I will. Well, when I book my ticket, I'll ask.
All right, and if the bus doesn't stop there, we'll follow it on into Yeovil.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay. It's good if I've done most of my Christmas shopping, because poor old Brown's working most Saturdays.
Yes.
Hmm. But next Thursday, he has to go to Bristol. They've put in to win an export award.
Oh.
And, he's been invited to a dinner at the City Hall, well, Parmeter's. Yes. But he's the only member of the firm that can go, the only director, because the rest are all up at Smithfield Agricultural Show. And so he's got to mop up all about the exports and side of things. And I'm going along too, because I'm not going to the dinner, but I'm going to do a bit more shopping while he's in there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Is it a lunch or an evening?
Yes, it's a lunch. And
well,
then he's got... Yes.
Yeah.
And if they get an award, he has to make a speech.
Oh, good. What was I going to say? Joan was here on Friday evening and she was talking about Christmas lunch and what to get for everybody. So I said, well, I'm sure Vivian's children wouldn't mind if they're having money because I know Andrew's saving for the guitar.
Yes.
And I said, I know Elizabeth always wants books.
Yes, that's
so
right.
She said, well, she probably would do that.
Yes, but when she sends, Mum, she only sends a very little. I mean, all that talk about generosity, she hasn't been at all generous to them in that way. Anyway, we shall see. What we shall see.
Well, you know, these things are so expensive, aren't they?
Oh, yes, but she expects it the other way. Mm. You wouldn't mind. And she gets it the other way, but we get nasty remarks about not being able to afford Christmas presents.
Dear, dear, dear. Never mind. I know what I was going to say. I went there last night because I went out to dinner at Canterbury.
Oh, yes.
So I went to stay in Mitchie.
Ah.
So they came back. I said I wasn't going to stay overnight, but Mitchie Stewart was there as well because his people had gone to a party.
Oh. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, next Saturday we're going to a performance of the Castilian Players. They're doing a comic murder play.
Is that going to be at Tory?
No, that's at North Cadbury in the Village Hall.
Uh-huh.
And on Friday night we're going to Antsford because they're all going to be presented with their O-level and CSE certificates.
Oh,
and Andrew's getting a prize for his technical drawing, etc.
Oh, really nice.
Yes. And then afterwards, he and Geoffrey are going on to an 18th birthday party.
Yes. So they're all coming out.
They've started already.
Yes. Jolly.
So that should be fun. And the following week, we've been invited to Old Time Music Hall evening.
Mm.
Pity you're not here earlier. You could join. Yes, you could enjoy it
Sorry.
With us.
Who rang this evening, Sir Geoffrey?
How is she?
Yes, she's quite good. She said she's had a sleepover haul and whatnot, but they said that, you know, that she's not doing too bad apart from angina and whatnot. But, Lynn has been in hospital. She had a cyst on the ovary, and they sort of drained that away. And then she got over that and just went back to
earth
and another one formed.
Oh, dear.
So she's had to go back again and have that.
Oh, dear.
So now they've decided that she'll have to have it as a hysterectomy.
Oh, that's nasty. Yes.
So?
So she'll never have any children.
No. I don't think she bothers. She doesn't want any children.
No.
They won't bother her.
No. Does she know your other niece who doesn't want any either? Well, Amanda.
Oh, yes, but that's for medical reasons.
Oh, I know, but do they know each other?
No, I don't think so. She knows Chris very well.
Yes.
I don't think she knows Amanda, apart from meeting her at Mum's a couple of times.
Yes, and I thought she had met her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. Right. Andrew's in the bit gloomy this week. His work's getting him down.
Who's that?
Andrew. He misses the technical drawing, really. Because he's having to concentrate on all these scientific subjects.
Yes.
He feels a bit cut off from reality, I think.
Oh, dear. I was thinking a bit so fidgety last night. They've been having biology and they've done some bits of rat.
Yes.
He said it was horrible. Poor Mitchie. But they said before we started, if anybody doesn't want to stay in the room and see these experiments, they can go out.
Well,
I suppose they have to do that.
Well, I think that's all wrong. They shouldn't be experimenting with animals with children that age. I think that's wicked. It's absolute waste of animal life.
Well,
I mean, I think this sort of thing is bad enough when it comes later at O-levels and A-levels, but to do it with 11-year-olds is absolutely inexcusable. I think that's really dreadful.
Oh, well, I know little children used to have rabbits, didn't they, at that age?
Well, I don't know about that. We only used to do bullseyes, which came from the, from where they kill the bulls for meat.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, well, there we are.
That bit, I just
No, that's right. I won't talk about it now, then. Yes.
And he was wet through, and it was ever such a cold day. And he said, I said, your jacket's wet. He said, yes, well, we had, it was football this afternoon, but our team wasn't playing. But we had to go out and cheer those that were playing.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
And he was raining, and he was wet through.
Yes,
and
I know. Why shouldn't he take his boots?
Pardon?
Why not take his boots?
Well, they don't wear boots
at school, they wear socks, shoes. Well, if they're going out on a wet, muddy field, then they should be wearing their boots.
That's it, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I'm teaching tomorrow, so...
Oh, goody.
We'll be up... we'll be able to lie in, because usually we're up at 6, and tomorrow we'll be able to get up at 6:30. Because I always do when I'm teaching.
Oh, I see. And you usually get up at 6?
Well, yes, because Brian does an hour's overtime before work starts.
I'm trying to think which day is it?
Tomorrow is Monday.
Oh.
Okay.
You call that lying in, do you?
Sorry?
You call that lying in?
I call in having, getting up at 6:30 is lying in.
I bet you're saying we're all on Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, love.
Okay, then, love. See you.
Has she gone home?
Who? No, not yet. She's just going.
Well, you can tell her you'll have your memorial service for Eileen.
No, I won't, because we'll have a big lamentation then that she wasn't there.
Oh, how does she expect to be there?
I know, yes.
She was so wicked to Eileen. All those years ago.
Yes. Okay, Linda.
If Eileen had known, she wouldn't have passed Mrs. Holt about like she did for all the time.
No.
Taking her to town and to do her shopping. Everywhere she wanted to go, Eileen used to take her in the car.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Got quite a lot of service out for Eileen.
Yes.
Okay, love.
Bye then.
Nothing grumble.
No.
Bye.
I was going to ring yesterday, but unfortunately we had a slight accident and the phone got cut off.
Oh dear, what, do you chop the wire off?
No, not exactly. We forgot to open the telephone bill.
You said they didn't cut it off, did they?
Yes, they were a bit quick off the mark.
That'll teach you, won't it?
Yes, I know. It has taught us a lesson.
You extended it too far.
Yes. But we were very sorry to hear that your mother had died. Is that right, Norman?
Yeah. Yesterday morning, yes.
Oh, yesterday morning. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, it was, she was very poorly.
Yes.
It was...
she wouldn't have got over it, would she? No.
It was for the good. She didn't, it didn't go on too long. And not only that, she wouldn't want it to be a burden to anyone.
No, and she's had a very active life, hasn't she?
Oh, yes.
It's been marvellous.
She's been extremely lucky and... to go like that is quite nice, really.
Yes. Well, I shall tell Elizabeth, she'll be a bit upset. Are you going to have a funeral in North Cabri or in...
Yes, in North Cabri on Tuesday at 12 o'clock.
Right.
Services at 12 o'clock and then it'll be in the Carey Cemetery afterwards,
Then
my father, we've got a double grave there, so...
Well, is there anything we can do? Let us know.
No, I think we're sort of fairly well organised. In fact, Lynette's home for a few days. She had a week's holiday that she had to take before the end of the year. I think she decided to take it this weekend.
So she's
here for a few days, and I think she's in London for a day or two. And back again. Juliet's coming home. She'll come home. In fact, I think she's staying home then.
Yes.
When she comes home on Monday, she'll... I think she's coming sometime Monday and staying over then for the holiday. Or not for the whole holiday.
No, I can't do that.
She's having 3 weeks and staying here 1 week, I think.
Yeah. She'll be here for Christmas, won't
she?
Oh, yes,
she'll be here over the Christmas, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. Very kind of you ringing, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't ring yesterday. I tried. It was because I was ringing you that I found out what had happened. The other thing was, we've had an invoice from Scott. Now, if they deliver to you, we wanted to pay the carriage. Well, they haven't invoiced us for any carriage.
Well,
so if they come to you and invoice you for carriage, say that it's we that are paying, okay?
Oh, I see, yeah.
Have they been to you?
Yes, they came yesterday.
Oh, did they invoice you for carriage?
Well, I don't think so because of a big order, but I don't know if they put yours on or not. Sorry to be so vague.
Oh, you'd had other things from them, had you?
Well, we had quite a big order because we had the hedge and roses.
Oh, from Scott.
And some plants, you know. So we had, close on 200, towards 200 of one thing and another.
That's why they didn't charge us.
So I must admit, it wasn't a very nice morning, so I sort of healed in all the hedge and that. Because obviously we're very busy and sort of left it I couldn't do it yesterday. I did it this morning before the rain and I must be honest, there are some in pots now. Whether they include yours, I know we ordered a few plants, you know, and a few shrubs.
We've had the invoice. I expect they do. Yeah, we ordered the viburnum and what was the other thing? Spirea for you. The ones that we mentioned.
The
Spirea.
I'm just trying to think. I know I didn't even look at any names because, like I said, I just moved them.
Yeah.
And there was about six or seven now.
A viburnum and a spirea, anyway.
Yeah. Trying to think of what I saw.
Yeah.
It doesn't ring a bell, but however, it's probably there.
Let us know if they're not. Anyway, well, then, if they haven't invoiced
them. When did you get your invoice?
We got it this morning.
Morning, yeah. So
we'll get you another shrub then sometime because we did want to spend just that little bit more.
Don't do that.
Oh yes, we will do.
No, don't do that because first of all, I don't know if there may be some carriage on them. I mean, I don't know if they're here yet. I'll have to let you know. What I'm saying is if it's a special order.
Yes. No, they said next time they went to North Cadbury, they'd include them. So I presume they had you in mind when they said it.
And when did you see
them?
Oh,
I ordered them
a
few days ago, yes. Last week sometime, I think. It might have been Monday. It was after we saw you. Monday it must have been.
Monday, yes. But, I would have thought they'd catch up with it because yesterday was Thursday, wasn't
it? So they probably just added them on without charging.
Yeah. I'll have a look. I'll see if there's anything... on the tickets, I don't know if it would be, but anyway, I can look at the plants, I'll see if they're there.
And
okay. I'm sorry to be a bit vague.
All right, don't worry, Norman.
It was this heap, and
I
just sort of sorted them out and put them in sort of safekeeping.
Yes, it was fortunate we rang up when they were coming to you anyway, wasn't it?
Well, of course, the roses and hedge and that, they're just fresh dug with no soil on, and so it was necessary to
get them in
to cover the roots, really.
But
no way can I get them planted properly.
No.
Okay, Vivian. We'll see. But don't worry about those other two. If they aren't, they're either here or. Do you want us to ring you or not?
Oh no, just let us know sometime.
No, we'll let you know if they don't arrive.
Yes, fine. Okay, then, Norman. Bye.
Okay, see you.
Until we get the final demand, you see.
Oh, well,
lots of people don't.
No.
Because the money is better off in your bank than in theirs.
Right.
Anyway, we forgot to open the final demand when it came.
Oh,
And so, when I picked the phone up on Thursday, it was completely dead. Yes, well, we sent the money straight away, and we had it back on Friday afternoon, but apparently they cut 5 people off in Galhampton on Thursday.
Oh, no. That's a nuisance, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
They're getting terrible.
Well, I said to them, this is British Telecom for you. Going wrong here at Galhampton. Anyway, we had a good day on Saturday. Thursday. Brian had to go to Bristol to take part in a civic dinner.
Oh.
Well, they're merchant adventurers, they called them. It was on television that night.
Oh, yes.
And there was a possibility that his firm might have got an award, but they didn't. And they, but anyway, I kept seeing his bald head on the TV. And so he took me, and I went shopping a bit in Bristol.
Yeah.
And then he joined me, and we bought ourselves a lovely dish for the cake to stand on this Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so it's part of, I mean, it's really our Christmas present.
Is it for yourself?
Well, yes. And that we got at Bristol Guilds. Bristol is lovely, you know. The part Auntie Laura goes to, she perhaps doesn't know about the better part,
no.
Where they have really interesting shops and really good stuff.
Yeah,
who is?
No, it's
Sarah,
the day on the
2nd of
November.
Oh, was she?
Mrs.
Townsend Hill. Yes. Yes. Well, of course, she ought to go to the top part of Bristol where the shops are so much better. Because
yeah.
You can go by bus. It's quite easy to get from one part to the other. There's a little minibus that runs between the two. Yes. Anyway, it was Smithfield this week. And Brown's firm was there. That's why Brown went to the export thing, because the export chappy has been very ill. I think I told you. Yes. Well, Prince Philip and the Queen were coming on their stand. And so they got ready an exhibition to show them. They thought they'd be interested in, you know, being interested in conservation and so on and the land. They got ready an instrument for digging the rough land up and then for ploughing the rough land and for getting ready for cultivation and then for actually turning it into good have soil and then for sowing the seed, you see. Well, Prince Philip was in a foul mood. Yes, apparently they said that he'd had some sort of tiff with the Queen. And he was in a dreadful mood and he went from stall to stall in a thundercloud. And after he'd gone, they had to go round to the stall holders and apologise for him. Because he was curt to everybody. Yes, and Brown said he's not surprised that he behaved like that. And he came to their stall, Palmer's stall, and they showed him everything, and he said, "Huh, making another desert, I see," and just stormed off. So they were not impressed by Prince Philip. But the Queen, as ever, was charming.
Yes.
She made up for it.
Yes, sure she did.
Yes. Andrew, shut the door, will you, please, Andrew? Andrew's got a sore throat.
Oh.
And he looks a bit sorry for himself at the moment.
Yes.
He's going off to bed now, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's the weather now, it's wintry, you're starting to get all these things.
Yes. Anyway, he's had a nice weekend. On Friday, we went to Ansford School, and they got their certificates awarded and met their old friends, and Andrew got a special mention for doing so well. You know, he took an exam without any lectures or lessons beforehand and got a grade B. Well, they gave him a special pat on the back for that and a special prize for his graphical communication. Yes. And then they went on to a party afterwards. And last night we went to the Castilian Players, and it was a very good play. Yes. Pity you're not here for all these things. Yes. Well, it's Saturday of coming, isn't it? It's the 20th, isn't it?
No, it's 22nd.
Oh, 22nd.
Monday.
Monday, right, yes. I thought it wasn't a Saturday you were coming on.
No, it's Monday.
Hmm.
Yes. And the bus
times
have changed.
Oh, yes.
And I put it in the letter.
Oh, right. What time do you get to Yeovil, then?
6:30.
Oh, yes. Well, if we're not quite there, you'll just have to pop and get a cup of tea at the little cafe.
There,
yes.
I asked if Val could be set down, you know, at the waiting chair hour.
Yes. Well, in case Brown's late, it might be as well to go on.
Yeah, all right, then I'll go on.
Well, I can't say for sure, really. I mean, he could perhaps...
He might not put me down there, so I think in that case, it's best for me to go on.
Yes. Then you can get yourself a little cup of coffee. If, or so have a sit down.
And coming back is much better.
Oh, yes.
The
oh, what day is that? What yes, a Monday again?
Yes, following Monday.
Oh, yes. All right. Right.
Well, that's better than having to set up at so early in the morning.
Yes, and then have to wait for 2 hours. Yes. Okay.
It might mean a wait, but it's different, it's different later on in the day somehow.
Is that the winter programme, then, that they're
yes.
following now?
Yes.
Until
April.
Yes. Well, I'm probably going to a funeral on Tuesday.
Oh, dear.
Do you remember, you know Norman White? You know he had this very good, very busy little mother that was always busy doing things, and she died in the week, very peacefully.
Yeah.
She just didn't recover from a stroke. She just sort of fell asleep. And, yes, that's right. And people had a chance to say cheerio to her, and the vicar came, and, you know, and it was all very peaceful. So they're not going to have a dismal funeral, they said. They're going to have a Thanksgiving for her life. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
how's things there?
Yeah, everything seems to be all right. We had a bad cold last week, so we didn't just come along Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Thorpe went lame
on Monday, so she's had a bit of
trouble with him this week. Uh-huh. Hi. Hi. And we rang up Poole Hospital last week and were told that she'd come to you.
Well, we've only got the one Mrs. Northover on Ward 18. That's Mabel Northover.
Yes, what was her date of birth, please?
1-8-98.
1st of the 8th?
Yes.
Well, this May Northover was born on May the 6th.
Just hold on and I'll check our records and see if we've ever had another. That's the one that we've got in at the moment, so hold on a moment.
Thank you.
Mrs. Northover we've got.
Well, what's Poole Hospital playing at?
I've got a Mrs. Ivy.
Ivy Northover?
Yes.
What's her date of birth?
Douglas Rose Hudson.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, I've got her as Ivy.
Well, her name's May. She was born on May the 6th, and they called her May after the month.
Oh. Right, well, she's on Camford Ward here.
Oh, Camford Ward. Well, perhaps you'd put me through to Camford Ward.
I'm glad we found her.
Yes.
Okay, I'll change the time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Camford Ward, can I help you?
Well, how's Mrs. Northover getting on?
Mr. Who?
Mrs. Northover.
Mrs. Northover.
Well, I call her May. That's her name, but you've got her down as Ivy Northover, which isn't her name at all.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Well, she's doing very well, actually. She's independent.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she's walking around, washing and dressing herself.
Oh, good.
So she's doing well.
Will you give her our best wishes?
Yes.
The That's her cousin, Tim Holt, and his wife.
Tim?
Tim Holt, H-O-L-T.
All right.
And his wife.
And wife.
And perhaps she'd let us know when she goes home, then we'll go along and see her.
Oh, I see, your friend.
Well, yeah. No, we're very, very distant relations.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
You're at,
a Yeovil area.
Farm.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, then.
Well, have you got our address?
Yes, I think so. We've got Old
Hunt Farm.
Hunt Farm.
That's
yes,
right.
Road. And we've got a telephone number.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, I should call her May, because I think she'll answer to that better.
Will she? All right, I will. I'll cross the ivy through and put May.
Yes. And give her our love.
All right, I will.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.